first press conference of the year. Excited for a new season. Glad to have everyone out here. Tech will open up the 2011 season at Southern Miss. That's a 9 p.m. Central kickoff on Fox Sports Net National. Ron Thuen calling the play-by-play. J.C. Pearson will be the analyst. Jeremy Bloom on the sideline. Of course, the radio broadcast with soon-to-be-inducted La Tech Hall of Famer Dave Nitz calling play-by-play. Excuse me. With the added bonus of Teddy Allen and Max Causey for this year's broadcasts. And go over the schedule real quick. Tonight will be our first Hill Oil Inside Bulldog Football with Sonny Dykes. That's at 5:30 live from the Doghouse. Dave Nitz is still calling minor league baseball in Iowa, so the dulcet tones of Malcolm Butler will bring that broadcast this evening. This week's schedule, all practices are closed. Next media availability will be our press conference. We'll set up some phone interviews if you need it throughout the week, but all practices this week are closed for the media. Tech will depart Friday, get in on Saturday, Friday night, and then of course the late game on FSN. We've got Jay Dudley and Nick Isham, and for everyone out there, it is Isham, not Isham. Coach will go over, but I think we're expecting just about everyone available for this week. I think Javonte Crow may be the only player not available, a little dinged up from camp. But other than that, we'll open it up to Coach Dykes for an introductory statement and then take questions.
This is always an exciting time because we've been getting after really now for 3 weeks from a practice standpoint, and really since December from a planning standpoint. The funny thing about college football, there's so much that goes into these games. We spend so much time talking about ways to improve our program and improve our players, and so we've put a lot of things. We've put a lot of things into practice since really December, and have tried to grow up as a program and have some players grow up individually and just become a better football team. And I feel like we're in a really good place in a lot of different ways. We've had a good camp. I feel like we're certainly more mature and more focused than we were a year ago. Just from a mental standpoint, I feel like from a physical standpoint, we've got more depth, more talent than we had a year ago. And I think we're just a lot further along with our understanding of our expectations of our program, and then obviously offensively, defensively, from a special team standpoint as well. So I feel pretty good about where we are. We have come a long way. The thing now we get to go is see how we respond, on the road against a good football team. You look at Southern Miss, and I'm not sure that people would know this unless you told them, but they've had 17 consecutive winning seasons. There's four teams in college football have done that. It's Florida, Florida State, Virginia Tech, and Southern Miss. So they've had a tremendous amount of consistency. I think they've been to bowl games 13 of the last 14 years. They're just a good football team. It's a good program. They have good players. They know how to win. They're used to winning. And that'll be a challenge for us because we're a program that's trying to get to that point. They return a senior starting quarterback who has been a three-year starter now and is a really good player. He'll be all the record holders at Southern Miss. They return three of their four leading tacklers on defense. So they've got a lot of guys coming back, and I'm sure they feel good about where they are as a football team right now. So it'll be a big challenge for us. But again, I think our players are excited to go play the game. I think that we are, we came through camp in remarkable fashion from a health standpoint. I think we're more healthy than any football team I've ever been around at this stage of the game. And so, we anticipate to go up there and have all our guys and try to go play fast and see if, see if we can't get a big win against a really good football team. Questions?
What are the key matchups?
Well, they are they're very good on offense. They averaged about 38 points a game last year, and so they're firing on all cylinders. They've got a lot of experience. I think they've got return Their three leading rushers. You know, and they lost a couple of starters in the offensive line. Their center was a good player that they lost. But they're going to be big up front. They're going to have a lot of experience at the receiver and running back position. And again, the key for them will be their quarterback, and he's a really solid player and you know, executes their offense extremely well. And so, you know, we're going to need to play good defense. We really are. We're going to have to stop the run first and then make some plays on the football when they throw the football. You know, they converted 49% of their third downs last year, so they're a very good team on third down. You know, we're going to need to create some turnovers defensively, get stops, got to do a great job on third down, and then, you know, make some big plays. You know, I think the thing with us is we have an opportunity to make some explosive plays on both sides of the ball, and that's going to be very important for us. So that's certainly going to be an important matchup. You know, they returned an All-American kicker. The kicker last year was really good. You know, and I think that that's something, again, they feel really good about. You know, we're going to need to make a play or two on special teams. And then obviously it's going to be important for us to execute offensively and, you know, let our quarterback get settled down. I'm sure he'll be a little nervous. It's his first start. And, you know, we're going to a movie Friday night, and, you know, he's not allowed to go see an R-rated movie. So we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do with that, because I think you got to be 18 to see an R-rated movie. So he might be watching a PG-13 one.
Have you thought about that, Coach, the difference with Austin Davis and Isham, you know, Davis?
Yeah. I mean, Davis is about 6 years older than he is. I thought about that. Sure. I mean, but the thing about it is, I mean, we think Nick's a special kid, a different kid, and that's why he's going to be our starting quarterback. You know, we think he's mature and wise beyond his years. The thing I like about him is he hasn't missed a beat since we named him the starting quarterback. You know, he's been more solid than he was prior to that. So sometimes when you name a starting quarterback, you see the guy, you know, you can tell he's a little nervous. You can tell that there's some apprehension, and we haven't noticed any of that with Nick Isham. And you know, we just feel like he's really just taking the job and run with it.
What are some things you guys will do to settle him down for his first start?
Well, we got to try to, you know, run the football a little bit, you know, call some plays where he can complete some passes. That's the biggest thing. You know, when you throw the ball, make it high percentage throws. You know, do some things to ease himself into the game a little bit. But as I said, I think he's, you know, I think he'll come out slinging it and want to sling it and won't have any apprehension about doing that.
Southern Miss is probably thinking the same thing that you're saying, aren't they? Don't they? They're going to try to know that you're going to try to get.
Yeah, I mean, there's always two schools of thought. You know, there's one school of thought that says defensively, you know, we have this young quarterback, let's make him drive the ball down the field and execute a 15-play drive and not give up any big plays and all that kind of stuff. And there's a school of thought that says, you know, let's blitz the heck out of him every play and see if we can rattle him. So, you know, both ways are good. You know, so I can see it going either way, but we'll see. We'll see what they decide to do. The thing that we have to do is just worry about ourselves. You know, I feel like we've got a good game plan. I think we've scaled some things back and made it easy for him to go out and execute.
This was a game where last year was really tough for you to run the ball. I think you said this might have been the best defensive front you saw all year long. How do you feel that matchup is going to go, especially with your running game being more developed?
Yeah. I think, you know, I feel good about us being able to run the football. I mean, they're good up front. I mean, they were, you know, one of the top 25 run defenses in the country last year, and that's their trademark. I mean, their deal is, you know, you're not going to run the ball on us. We're going to force you to throw it. And you know, and they've got good players up front. I mean, that's the thing when you look at their defensive line. I mean, they've got a lot of depth. You know, last year we noticed there wasn't much difference between their starters and their backups. I mean, just rolled guys through. They were all big. They were athletic. They were the guys inside were physical and strong, and the guys on the edge were long, and they were good pass rushers, and they were fast. And most of those guys are back. So that'll be a challenge for us. But our offensive line, you know, really we've got four returning starters. We've got a lot of guys coming back, some experience. And I think, again, I think we're, you know, certainly further along than we were a year ago. So we'll see how that goes.
Given the fact you've got first-time starters for you guys, both outside receiver spots and quarterback, is that what kind of advantage does that give over for you, over Southern Miss for you guys?
You know, I don't know that it does. I mean, I think it's like anything else. They probably don't know as much about those guys as they would if they were returners. But at the same time, those guys don't know as much about playing Division I college football. You know, our two, our X or Z and our quarterback have never played in a Division I football game. And so there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for them, a period of getting settled in. Good thing is, I think all of them are good players. I think they'll all make plays. They've just got to believe in themselves and play within their technique and not try to do too much. Sometimes guys, when they get on the big stage, will try to do a little too much, and they just need to do their job and do it well and stay within the framework of the offense.
If you had your druthers, would you rather see Austin Davis running the football more or throwing the football?
Well, you know, throwing it just because usually the people are throwing if you're ahead. You know, I'm hoping they're throwing a lot in the fourth quarter. But, you know, he's good at both. I mean, he really is. He's equally as good a runner as he is passer, and that's why I think he's one of the better quarterbacks in the country. I mean, he's very underrated. He's not real flashy, but he's a really good runner. He's a really good passer. He's a great leader. Makes very few mistakes. So he's really kind of what you're looking for as a quarterback.
Coach, when you look at your quarterback situation, the receivers, have you seen a good thing between those guys? Have you seen a good rapport between those guys? Are they kind of on the same page at this point?
Yeah, they are. Certainly much further than we were really at any point last year and in this spring, for that matter. You know, I just think we can execute a lot better than we could, and we haven't had to flip-flop guys around. We were constantly moving positions last year, and we've had guys that have been able to settle into positions and are playing faster as a result. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to play extremely fast on all facets of the game, really, at special teams, on offense and on defense. And because Southern Miss will. I mean, that's what happens. The more you play in a game, the faster you recognize things, the faster it allows you to play. And that's how you put pressure on an offense, is by playing fast defensively. And it's how you put pressure on a defense, by playing fast offensively. And it's how you create big plays on special teams, is when you get 11 guys that are flying around. And that's got to be our goal.
Late kickoff changes in terms of what you
prepare. Yeah, that's different. I mean, we practiced. We had a scrimmage Friday night at 9 o'clock. And we went last night at 8 o'clock just to try to acclimate ourselves a little bit to it. May go later one night this week. We're not quite sure yet. But I think there is when you're playing in the fourth quarter and it's 12:15 at night, that's a little bit unusual. So I think you've got to try to get our bodies adjusted a little bit differently. We'll practice at 6 o'clock all week. And again, I said we might go a little bit later one more night to try to prepare for it. But it is a little bit unusual. And then the stuff you do on Saturday is unusual as well. We'll try to get them up, get them walking around as much as possible, and don't want those guys laying in bed all day and being sluggish.
If Isham can't go to an R-rated movie, maybe you guys can show a Redford flick.
Yeah, exactly. We could show one of the movies maybe his dad did the music for, so that'd be kind of cool.
Sonny, what's the sense of how long you go with Ash? Let's say not it gets semi out of hand first half. I mean, do you go to?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's like anything else. You got to see how he responds and how he feels, and that's why. I mean, again, that's why we don't think the kid's going to get rattled. If he does, it's going to be out of character for him. You know, the thing I like about him is usually you get rattled in scrimmage situations. Usually you get rattled in practice situations. You know, Tony and I aren't the most loving, gentle guys during practice at times. And so, we scream and holler at him, and he kind of gives us the look of, hey, dude, I got it under control. You know, and that's kind of what you want. And again, I think that's a big part of the reason why he's a starting quarterback. He just seems to really relish the role. He wants the spotlight on him, and I don't think he's too concerned about it, honestly.
A lot of fans are making comparisons with him. Is there anybody you can kind of say looks like, plays like out there?
Oh, I think he needs to play in a couple of games first, you know. I mean, I think he looks kind of like Greg Brady, but I don't know that that's a real good comparison, you know. Hope he plays better than Greg Brady.
Talk about how you expect the pass defense to be improved against the pass
activity. Yeah, the thing we've got to do is stop the run. But our back end coverage has really been good, and I'm excited about the guys on the back end. Ryan Williams' move to safety has again been a good thing for us. you know, Jamel Johnson's really done a good job of taking that other safety spot over as well. And you know, we feel like we're more athletic back there. And, you know, and all those corners have had a good camp. I mean, Justin Goodman's been good. Terry Carter's been good. DeMarcion Evans has been good. Dave Clark's been really good. So it's a good group. We've got some size and got some length, and the guys have been pretty productive. You know, Chad Boyd at the nickel position, I think, is a natural. And, you know, I just think that we're in a lot better place from a secondary standpoint than we were a year ago. We're more athletic and you know, seem to be a lot more focused as a group than we were.
You said before there wasn't so much guys being in position to make plays in the secondary. It's just...
Yeah, just making them. Yeah. That's what I've been...
To work on that aspect of it.
Well, you know, part of that's just guys doing it. You know, that's been the thing about Dave Clark is, I mean, he's made a tremendous amount of plays on the back end. You know, Ryan Williams made plays last year for us. That's why we wanted him to get back there at safety, because we felt like he was capable of covering a good portion of the field and being a good athlete and making plays on the football. And Jamel Johnson's done the same thing as well. So, really, those guys have had a great camp, and, you know, I'm anxious to see how they play.
Anything else? All right.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.